We open prayer here. Father, we thank you for this time, Father, for us to come to study your word, Father, here on the Holy Spirit. And Father, also, we want to lift up our national leaders, Father, our president and vice president, and the senators and congressmen in the House. Father, we lift them up for salvation, Father. Father, it be, and Father, that they'll be able to come accept you, Father, Lord and Savior, Father, and so they'll be able to make the right decisions they need to be making up there in Washington and all the state capitals, Father, too. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 John 4:1, counterfeit spirits. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Churches should heed the warning concerning false spirits, because Satan is behind all counterfeit spirits. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Satan deceived Eve by beguiling her with the serpent. Satan assured Eve that what he was offering to her was good. Good for food, pleasant to look at, a tree to make one wise. The same is done by false teachers in the churches today. They say what you have is good, but you don't have it all. Counterfeiters are religious people. The Pharisees accused Jesus of casting out demons by the prince of demons. Matthew 9:32, verse 32 and 34. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils to the prince of the devils. Jesus correctly said that he cast out demons by the Spirit of God. The same false religion is in churches across America today, counterfeit spirits. 1 John 4:1 states, many false prophets are going out into the world. Amen. Paul warned Timothy that in the last days perilous times shall come. 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Then he identified them having a form of godliness. It means having the appearance of. Paul further warned Timothy, saying, from such turn away. Jude followed this up in Jude 1:4. But there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into licentiousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. These were all religious people. Satan is not attacking churches from the outside. Satan is attacking churches and attacking them from the inside. The church had been warned. Matthew 7, 15 to 16. Beware of false prophets, which will come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravaging wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistle? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Jesus warned us of the counterfeit spirits. He warned us of the counterfeit, 2 Corinthians 11, 13 to 15. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Paul warned young Timothy of them, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. I think we done read that, but we'll... This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, but men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth-bearers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And the early church experienced counterfeit spirits, 2 Corinthians 11, 3. But I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. It is quicker that Satan is behind other spirits, and the gift of discerning the spirits, 1 Corinthians 12, 10. To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning the spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. This is one of the least utilized gifts in the church today. I have known people who had this gift, and they can walk in a room of people discussing the subject and know there is something wrong. I believe that God has given that gift to at least one or more people in every church. Why is this important? Because the Bible warns us of counterfeit spirits. Yeah. And in Corinth, Corinth was warned of false teachers, 2 Corinthians 11, 13 to 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore is no great thing of his minister also to be transformed into the minister of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. The church at Corinth did not take Paul's warning seriously. Read the book of Corinthians and mark the confusion and problems it caused. They practiced the false gift of tongues, 1 Corinthians 12:3, and they ignored the gift of discerning of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12:10. It's still being ignored today. Look at the false teaching and confusion today. Ephesus was warned of false teachers, Acts 20:17. And from Malaise sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said unto them, you know, from the first day that I came unto Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. Now kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shewed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greek, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And in 29:31, for I know this, that after departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing a flock, also of your own selves, shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw many disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by every space of 3 years I have ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And the church of Ephesus heeded the warning. Revelation 2:2. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. The scripture testifies that the church at Ephesus discerned false fit. They cannot bear them which are evil. Thou that hast tried them which say they are apostles. Scrutinizing disciples, and thou hast found them to be liars, and proofs that are counterfeit spirits that come from the church. They went out from among us, but they are not of us. 1 John 2. Acts 18:19, but when they speak of great swelling words of vanity, they lure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. These men who have other spirit will always call themselves Christian, Jude 1:4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained into this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And 1 John 4:1-6. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whoso committeth sin transgresseth all the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And ye know that he hath manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Whoso abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. We're trying verse to come from Greek to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, trying spirit to determine if it is the Holy Spirit or another spirit. Proofs that a person is of the Holy Spirit is of another spirit. Those who confess that Jesus Christ had come in the flesh are of God. 1 John 4:2. Hereby know that ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And those who do not are not of God. 1 John 4:3. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Those that are God hears God and follows him. 1 John 4:6. We are God. He that knoweth God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And in John 10:1-4. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that cometh not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, and the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter open, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep followeth him, for they know his voice. Those who speak of the world heareth them. They are not of God, 1 John 4:5. And then those that are not of God hears not God, 1 John 5:5-6, do not follow him. Search the scripture, Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scripture daily, whether those things were so. And 2 Timothy 3:15-16. And that from a child that hath known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Anything that is not in agreement with the inspired Word of God is false. People say, I know that the Word of God says, but counterfeits. Okay. Any questions? I'm going to close this in prayer.
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the lesson we've heard. Lord, help us to remember it. Help us to have the discernment to understand that there are seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Lord, that we need to be filled with the Spirit. Just because they're counterfeit doesn't mean we should be afraid of seeking the truth and the true filling of the Spirit. Lord, I just pray that you would work in our hearts and let us be able to discern from the Word of God between what's true and what's not. And Lord, we just pray that you'd help us to yield ourselves and thank you for the lesson. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for this day and this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.